listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Look how skinny you got.
I know,
right? Lost about 70.
No.
40?
40.
40, 30, 40.
But so wears it different, though.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell.
I'll still beat his ass. I'll still box him.
From caddy to the U, natural progression. Hey.
That happens.
For Alonzo, it is.
That happens.
Hey.
Let's get back to the Rockets. And for those of you who didn't hear, KPJ and Christian Wood both suspended one game. I'm of the opinion that it's a little light. Listen, the NBA is a bunch of divas. I don't think there's any question about that. You've got to appease a young player. You don't want to make a bad situation worse, which I think that the organization knew that they had to act, they had to do something. So they said one game. The guys took it well, according to Steven Silas. And when asked about KPJ and his behavior, this was before the game. Here's what Steven Silas had to say.
That's a great question. It's all part of it. He is, and he's emotional. He's a competitor. He's a good kid. He owns up to his mistakes when he makes them and tries not to make mistakes again. And that's pretty much all you can ask for from a guy. So, yeah, we put a lot into him, and we knew that he had a past before he came here. But, you know, we hold everybody accountable to what they do. And he crossed the line, and he'll be back. And we'll still love him. We'll still grow with him, and everything will be okay. So, we spent a lot of time, and for this to be blown out of proportion, it should not be. It should be a bump in the road, and we continue on, because if you really love somebody, you don't take one instance and say that's it, or make it to where it's more than it is. You love them, and then when stuff like this happens, you love them even more.
Interesting take.
Yeah, okay.
Well, do you love him or don't you love him? Like your kid. I mean, are you going to
Yeah, I mean,
just kick him to the curb, or are you going to, you know, love him?
No, I mean, he's right. That's why he's the guy who has to run the team, and I can just be surly in this seat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm kind of like, yeah, you got to cut it out. You got to cut the cancer out of the locker room at some point, but you want to keep them and love them and all that stuff. I think that's great. I feel like this is my feeling. I feel like there's an inevitable conclusion that is not going to be favorable. That's like, if to me, it's like minus 600.
Will he be here in 3 years?
No. Drop it. And will he be here next year?
Absolutely.
I say no.
You say no.
KPJ or
yeah,
Wood?
KPJ.
No, I say no.
I say Christian Wood.
No. I think both of them won't be off the team. I think Rafael Stone, really, this is going to test him as a general manager, because I understand the talent of Kevin Porter Jr. is intoxicating. The potential. Let's not act like he's an all-star. It's maybe intoxicating. It's intriguing. It's alluring. But I just think that if I gave you a chip that was $10,000, and you can keep the money, but you have to make one wager. Will Kevin Porter Jr. be successful at the Rockets, or will he not? Will he be here in 2 years, or will he not? I think the smart money goes on the don't pass line, because
I'm taking pass. I'm taking Kevin Porter Jr. will be here, Christian Wood will not.
Okay, in 2 years then.
In 2 years, Christian Wood will not.
No, in 2 years, Kevin Porter Jr.?
He will.
Okay, so you are betting that he gets it together and is coachable for the next 2 years.
What I hear out of this coach right here is that he really likes
You mean this coach
really
who might not be here?
Well,
keep that in mind, too. I mean, I'm not saying after this year, but I'm also not saying not after this year. Like,
well, here's the deal. It's always the question, are you worth it? And we'll find out whether or not he can play.
Yeah, Kevin Porter Jr. can play.
Kevin Porter Jr. can play. If he
I don't think he's worth it.
I think you're assuming that he doesn't mature at all.
I don't think he's going to mature. I don't think he's worth it, and I think the damage he can do inside the locker room is worse than the success he can bring on the court, because he doesn't bring success on the court. There is no success he brings on the court. As a matter of fact, a majority of wins have come without him even playing.
Yeah.
So what? How is he worth it? I mean, that's how I feel about it.
I think they see the talent in him, and when the NBA, you got to have talent. I think they see that he is a talented player, and that he is that I think he'll be here. I do. I think Kevin Porter Jr. is going to be here. I think here's another thing is Jalen Green really likes him. We saw Jalen Green respond to this whole thing. Well, it is a problem. It's a problem.
I wish they didn't like each other. Make it easier to get rid of him.
I don't think he's a great example for Jalen.
That's the problem. You mean for the 19-year-old who is your potential future? I just think the conclusion is inevitable if you really think about it. How do you see these things? Like, what are the scenarios you see? Give me the scenarios. What's the positive scenario?
Positive scenario.
And I need help because maybe I'm just being too negative about that. But, like, give me a positive scenario that you can see with Kevin Porter Jr. on this team.
He plays well, and they start to gel together.
Okay.
I mean
that's the best case scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best case scenario is they have chemistry.
Yeah.
I think you're hoping that both play smarter basketball, more efficient basketball, that they learn to play as a tandem with each other on the court. You hope that he matures. Like, there's a lot of things that, okay, Kevin Porter Jr.'s got talent. Now, if he can just learn to be more efficient, if he can learn to handle the point guard responsibilities, if he can mature, if he can play effectively from a chemistry standpoint with Jalen Green, it's just a lot to get through there, and I just don't know. You asked the perfect question, is he worth it? When you ask it like that and you simplify it, is he worth it? And I think, well, what is the plus and what is the downside? It just feels like an avalanche of downside compared to the pluses with Kevin Porter Jr. And maybe if they were a better team, I wouldn't say that. But because they're not a good team, I just don't have time for the bullcorn if I'm the Rockets. And you know what? Forget Steven Silas, Rafael Stone. And right now, Rafael Stone has got to build the winner. Steven Silas has got to manage the team. You can replace a coach, but general managers, they're the ones who have to create the building blocks and analyze.
Except you know that Steven Silas didn't make that one-game suspension decision by himself.
No.
No.
Where do you think it came from?
I think it came from the top.
Top as in Tillman?
Yeah.
I don't think Tillman's involved with that, do you?
I don't think
he would involve with...
I don't know. That's a pretty big story when one of your players...
It's a big story, but do you think he puts his
hands on the product like that? I think he left it up to Rafael and Steven Silas.
Yeah, I think it was a group decision.
Yeah. It probably was. 713-780-3776. You got thoughts on this? You're more than welcome to get in. I thought it was too short a suspension. I'm not running the team. I just think that you've got to send a message to those guys. You just can't have that. You just can't have what that dude did. And especially what Christian Wood did. Quitting on his team at the beginning. Not showing up for his COVID test or showing up late for his COVID test. Then not wanting to play and playing with zero effort when he did get in. And then not going in the second half of that game as well. That was probably more egregious than what KPJ did. Your thoughts? 713-780-3776, the number. Right now, though, we've been talking about hoops. Let's talk about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. Let's talk about the best goal that's ever been made by Keith Tate. The tempered glass backboard, the unbreakable rim. Well, it's a breakaway rim, but it's unbreakable. So I don't know why they call it a breakaway rim. Because when you dunk on it, it will collapse, but then it'll spring back. So I guess that's why they call it breakaway. The kids love to hang on it. They can hang on it all day, and nothing will happen. You will love it because the kids will actually be outside playing. They will love it because you can lower the goal so that they can actually make baskets, especially little kids. If you got younger kids and they want to play, they can't throw it up to a 10-foot goal, Dad. Come on. Let's go. Come on. pick it up, Dad. We need the best goal in the market. Your wife will love it because it's got the curb appeal. Everything about it is the best. They will stencil your driveway. They will stencil the stanchion with your kid's name on it. It's all the best. The installation, second to none. ProDunkHoops.com. You want the best goal? ProDunkHoops.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. I'm just doing some research for News of the Weird right now. And I came across this story, Lance. A teenager is suing his coaches in Ohio because they made him eat pizza despite his religion. Do you want to be part of a religion where you can't eat pizza?
Okay, so this has to be like bacon on a pizza, or it has to be... It can't. What religion doesn't let you eat pizza? This has got to be a bacon base. It's got to be something like that, right?
Had pepperoni residue. Had pepperoni residue. Yeah. I guess they took the pepperoni off, but it still had the grease from the pepperoni.
Okay, let me ask you this question. I've got a very picky kid eater. I've got a couple. And if you have something on their pizza or on their food, like if I have something on, or it, my wife is like this. You put tomatoes on something on her hamburger, if you take it off. I learned this when we were dating. Came into a movie, snuck Jack in a Box in, I think, had tomatoes. I forgot that she didn't like tomatoes. She had told me that in passing. I brought it. This is when she's got to be cool because we're just dating.
Yeah.
So, and I could tell her disgust of the fact that I said, just take the tomatoes off. You don't understand. The seeds will be on there. I can still smell the tomato. It's just forget it. And I'm like, wow. I thought you could just take off what you don't
that
like.
Should have been
when I was a kid, I just take the onions off. Red flag.
Yeah.
It's a character red flag. And now she's giving me a bunch of kids who are just like, so I get it. Pepperoni residue is a real thing to people who are super picky.
Well, this is not picky. I mean,
well, it's a religious thing.
He's,
yeah.
He's extremely Jewish, and he didn't want any.
Is it residue?
And so he's suing the coaches. But they said, listen, if you don't eat this, because he missed a workout, they made him eat pizza.
Oh, that feels like that's...
It is punishment.
Yeah.
Well, I said he's very Jewish, but I don't. I'm not sure of that. Anyway, his religious beliefs. Hebrew Israelite religious faith, in which they don't eat any pork products. So, first of all, no pepperoni in your life. I don't know. I guess I'm not going to be Jewish. I've decided against it because I kind of like bacon and pepperoni. I mean, I'm Italian. I have to like pepperoni, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm never going to convert.
Can't they put...
Today is? Today's National Spaghetti Day?
Yep.
Every day's National Spaghetti Day.
For you.
Remember when Wednesdays were Prince Spaghetti Day?
What?
You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
Were what?
Prince Spaghetti Day.
Is that the same as Skyline Chili?
No. Prince Spaghetti is a brand of spaghetti.
Prince Spaghetti?
Yeah.
No, we didn't have it in Texas.
You didn't have that?
No one ever heard of Prince Spaghetti.
How could you grow up
wrong? Was it made? Was it in a can? Was it just a type of hard noodle?
Yeah. It was like boxed. It's Prince Spaghetti Day.
No, I never heard of it.
Yeah, every Wednesday.
No.
Well, every Thursday, too, and Friday.
No, we never had that here.
That's wrong.
You're not an Italian-based society here in the Houston, Texas, and greater Houston, Texas area.
I guess that's actually true. That is actually true.
We don't have a big bunch of... we know where the Italians are. Like, that's where the Italians are over there. Look at this guy. He's Italian. Mandola? Italian.
Yeah, Mandola's
Italian.
We knew
him, yeah. The Carrabbas, they're our Italians.
Yeah.
You...
Yeah.
And then, like, that's it.
What do you mean that's it?
That's it. Nobody else.
No, there's an Italian-American club in Montrose. It was right across the street
from... Yeah, because they wrote you a sternly worded letter about quit being so disrespectful to the people, you tore it up on the air.
Yeah.
That's how much respect you showed.
Well, because I can say Dago to you if I want. I can say that.
They had to send you a letter. Somebody took their time to write a letter, and this is what you took time to do. Yeah. You read it, and then you did this.
This is what I think about your letter.
And you dropped a D-bomb on him again.
Yeah.
You can say it.
I can say it.
Yeah.
I was the mini guinea.
I was
the mini guinea growing
like
up.
I can call people, like I could say, boy, Dirk Nowitzki, what a kraut. Like I can say it.
Yeah.
I can call him a kraut.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can say it. You can't say it, but I can say it.
No. Right.
Kraut, that schnitzel. Like I can call people a schnitzel. You can't, but I can. So I don't know what else I'm going to. A schnitzel, a kraut. Yeah. That's pretty much no just food
that's
stuff.
It.
I don't really have, I don't know what our slurs are for the German people, but I feel a kraut is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
I think it's pretty well documented.
What
your slurs.
You can come after us. Nah, I wasn't born there. It's not me. I didn't do anything.
It's your peeps.
My family are farmers in Kansas.
Are they?
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I found out that my whatever grandfather way down the line, they left because they were like, they wanted to have them in. You know, I don't know if you know this, the Germans have been starting trouble for a while now. Yeah, it's been just like the 40s. I don't know if you know about First World War.
Well,
before that, and they were like, I think there was some war popping off in the 1800s. They said, you know what? They're in Austria, like, I think we're out of here now. I think we're
Seems
leaving.
Like we're always fighting.
Yeah, like, you know what? We're just trying to do, we don't really want to be part of what that's you're
the,
doing.
That's the
We're
funny
Bavarian.
Thing.
We'd like to, we're Austrian. We'd like to, we're just going to go over here.
I mean, that's funny. It's always like Germany's taking on the whole world.
Did you?
Why in the
who
world?
Who was the comedian who was talking about the German? Was it Tom Segura? By the way, Tom Segura is coming this month. I got tickets for him.
Oh, yeah?
Can't wait. It's over at the Sugarland Financial
Smart.
Center.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got tickets for him, for Tom Segura, and I got tickets for Jim Jeffries is coming in. I got some shout out to, hey, I got some extras if anyone wants to buy tickets to Jim Jeffries. He comes in, I want to say March. And
I know somebody's got smart financial tickets.
I know.
Yeah.
I want to go to, I know.
Anyway, so you also want to tell people about a fund.
Yeah, so a good friend of the show, of the station for a lot of you, Malik Thomas, you guys may remember Malik. He passed away I believe it was Christmas Day. I found out Christmas Day, either Christmas Day or the day before. And he had been battling, what I didn't know was that he had been battling leukemia for about a 10-year run and on and off issues with, you know, the medicine had really done a number on him physically. And he was very, very involved with things we did when we were 15, 60, went to a lot of listener events, a lot of people. You can't find a better guy to hang out with. Yeah, he was the Slapfest video. If you type in 1560 Slapfest on YouTube, you can go find him and I can't remember who he was slapping, but Malik was in Slapfest. He did that, and you know, listeners loved him. We loved him. He was fun to hang out with, and I told Michael over at Pete's Fine Meats about it. I used to live behind Pete's Fine Meats and would go in there all the time, and just a fantastic guy. He passed away. They are going to have a celebration, a memorial for him. There's a GoFundMe that I listed on my Twitter account. I tweeted it. If you were friends with Malik, if you knew of him, if you hung out with him at all, and you want to throw some money in there to help with this, that would be great. You can go to my Twitter account and check it out. But for some of you, you're just hearing the news for the first time, and really sad to say that two callers of the shows, Derek from the Galleria, the New England Patriots fan, he passed away a couple weeks ago. Matt Thomas told me, and then you know, Malik, who I was closer with, so, and I know you were too. So, really good dude, gone way too soon, and he will be missed. So, if I'm telling you that for the first time, I'm sorry to have to do that. And if you'd like to kick money into the GoFundMe account for his memorial celebration, that is available You can just follow my Twitter, and I tweeted it out. If you need the information, just hit me up, and I'll try to get you whatever information I can through the phone call or whatever. You can call off the air, and I'll tell you. So sad news about Malik, and I know you and I have known him since probably about 2008.
Yeah.
The early stages of 1560. I don't think we knew him at 610. I think it was more 1560. And it was a very tight-knit family. The 1560 listenership, a lot of people got married, became good friends who are listeners. And once you were friends, you know, inside that clique, you were friends with them forever. And so a lot of the people who are still friends with Malik to this day came from those 1560 days.
Yeah, he was the headliner. Aggie Doug. He and Aggie Doug had a thing going on the air where they really just liked each other. So they did. I had to warn Malik not to kill him that night.
And, yeah.
I mean, I really got in his kitchen before it because, you know, the insurance of that. But we had, there are some great pictures of that night. We were at the bus, which when it was still in existence across from Minute Maid Park. And everybody had to wear a 1560 shirt to get in.
Yeah,
there was
over 800 people at that event. Yeah. They had a major. I mean, our Slapfest 1 was probably the biggest. No, Slapfest 2. Slapfest 1 was at a Hooters.
Yep.
And then Jason took off running because they were going to shave his head. And Chance and Taylor slapped each other so hard that we're like, I didn't think this was going to happen. And then Slapfest 2 was the biggest event I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Been a part of.
Yeah, coaches, right?
Yeah, coaches. We had Jim Boylan, former head coach of the Chicago Bulls.
Mattress Mac.
We had like five judges.
Ken Hoffman was a judge.
We had like five judges. We had a party bus. People were coming there, didn't even know what the show was.
Yeah.
Like there were so many people. The firefighters had to come out. They had fire code that they had to enforce. And like somehow I was worried that we weren't going to get in because there was already a bunch of people waiting there for Slapfest too. But that was in 1560, Slapfest 3 was a blast also. Once again, you go to YouTube and you type in 1560 Slapfest and you just won't believe some of the stuff you're seeing.
Definitely knew him at 610 because that's how I met him as an intern. He showed up at the bubble one day for y'all's show when I was an intern and I thought he was an NFL player. Then I threw a football around with him and quickly realized he was indeed not a pro athlete.
Who, Malik?
Yeah.
Well, Malik was a really good basketball player.
Was he?
Yeah. Malik was a good basketball player. Listen, Carlos Correa, have you ever seen him throw a football?
No, yeah.
He was at Texans camp one time, and he was throwing a football, and it was – I've always thought, how can you throw a baseball and not a football? Like, I don't – it's the throwing motion so similar. I understand the release is a little different.
So different. So a buddy of mine is really good friends with him, and Carlos goes, okay, come on, let's go in the backyard and throw. I need to throw. This is last week.
Baseball?
Baseball. And he's like, a couple throws in, he's like, screw this. He's coming at him 90 miles an hour. Can you catch a 90-mile-an-hour baseball right now?
I don't
now?
Want to. Yeah, could I? Yeah. Do I want
like,
to?
There
no.
There is zero. I'm done. Are you not? Okay. Stop being a. No.
Because he can huff it up. I think I heard 95.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was.
Carlos can throw.
Gunned at.
Carlos could pitch.
There were times that I wish he would have last year.
Last year.
There were times with that bullpen.
Bring in the middle of the year, like bring in the short.
Yeah. The shortstop.
932 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-377. Oh, PD. We got PD on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Fun sports. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, our last segment before News of the Weird. What did we miss today? Jonathan Owens apparently has a wrist problem. Won't play. He's on IR. Grayland Arnold also on the IR, Lance.
Former Baylor Bear.
What does he play?
He's a DB.
And what Texan play stands out? Graylin Arnold play stands out for you?
He's on a punt return. He was gunner and had a big tackle on the one of the punts against Jacksonville.
It's a
just stands out to me, but I pay attention to the third phase, so I'm different.
Justin Reed has been placed on the COVID list for the Texans. Will he ever play for the Houston Texans again?
Yes. Is he up this year?
He's up.
Yeah, they'll re-sign him.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. They'll give him money.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know after the stuff that happened.
Yeah, plus, I mean, I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything about that since then. Why would you not want to re-up with this organization?
Hmm.
It's going places.
That is interesting.
I mean, you got Davis Mills. You got a rookie. You got a guy on a rookie deal, a third-round pick. I mean, you're going to roll with him and draft somebody else? Like, yeah, everything's – why would you not – you got a GM who's on a headset talking to the head coach, mm-hmm. along with Romeo Crennel, who – Romeo can't quit football. Just can't get out of
– It's all he's got to do is sit there and listen to Casario on the headset. I mean, why not get paid? I mean, that's all I got to do. What do I got to do?
You know, this makes me uncomfortable. There's PD, who is a longtime caller and pretty famous, I think. Infamous/famous.
Yeah.
PD might have been at that slap fest, too. But PD, it just says PD, and he wants to talk about slurs. And I just thought, well, I just wonder if this is a call we should get to.
Yes, we should.
Okay.
Let's bring PD in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, PD.
Hey, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, PD.
Sorry about those snooze dying. But, yeah, I got banned from a bar because the lady is Scottish and I'm Irish.
Uh-huh.
And the slur for an Irish guy is a myth, but I can say it because I'm a myth. But I didn't know she was Scottish. And she had it in for me from the get-go. And then we had a big brouhaha, I don't know, about a year and a half ago. And I got banned from the bar. Ta-da!
Oh, was that worth that? Was that worth getting banned from a bar for you, PD?
What is a Scottish slur?
Because she heard me. I wasn't even talking to her. I was talking to my ex-girlfriend at the time.
I don't think that's a question you want to ask.
And I said, yeah, let's drink. I want a beer. You know I'm a mix or something like that. I forgot what I said exactly, but
you just called yourself a mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. So of course,
she didn't know the rules.
I thought she was Irish too, but turns out she was Scottish. And Scottish and Irish people apparently over there don't get along that well.
Oh. All right. So she held that against you because you're a mick.
Oh.
Yeah, and
you can't
she used
that.
To own the bar. But she
yeah,
it
I could.
And
my
and
dad owned a bar, and he had all Irish people.
Just because you own a bar doesn't make
my
you
dad
Irish.
Had all kinds of Irish people.
Nah,
in there.
You can't say that. Bloodlines say you can't say it.
Yeah.
It's a bloodline thing. Just because you own a bar doesn't mean you just got
in
card blocks.
This bar, everybody called everybody everything.
Would that bar be considered problematic in today's time?
Today it would be problematic. Today it would, yeah. Yeah, that sounds like it. That's frustrating, PD. Just because you called yourself a mick doesn't mean that.
Yeah, that doesn't seem fair, really.
I know, and you don't even know but what the beef is between, you know, the Irish and the Scots up there. You don't even care, right?
I don't care. I mean, but I think they don't like each other.
Yeah, I guess not. You know, what with all the bombings and stuff, probably. That might have something to do.
That IRA thing.
Yeah, that thing. That's probably why.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the call, PD. Before we get to News of the Weird, I do want to say, you're right on Justin Reed. Here's what he posted on Instagram. This game was special. I watched the 49ers play for four years, and finally to play against them in Levi Stadium. Well, he said, I watched 49ers play for fours, which I don't know what that means. And finally to play against them in Levi Stadium, I had a blast playing back in the Bay and interacting with the fans. Felt like being back in my backyard from college. Now, he went to Stanford, okay? He said, it's up in the air if I'll play the season finale this year. Just want to say thank you to all the incredible fans for an amazing journey this year. It's been a hell of a ride to play for you guys the past 4 years. I love you, Houston. Horn, you know, H thing, and then Blue Heart. Yeah. So
yeah.
It doesn't sound like he's looking to come back necessarily.
Right.
He gone.
He gone.
He gone.
He gone. No, he's not coming back. Caleb Williams not coming back. How about this? Caleb Williams out at Oklahoma.
I was. That is a weird thing. So here's what Caleb Williams said. Basically said, I need to look out for my development as a pro prospect, which, okay.
And, he's definitely a pro prospect.
Oh, well, he is in the home of pro prospects. And I granted, Lincoln Riley's not there anymore, but I think the offense is going to be very, very similar, if not the exact same.
Well, how about if he joins Lincoln Riley?
Well, this is what he's doing. He said he's going into the portal, but he's not for sure gone. He just has to look into some things, and that's the only way he can do it. And then he's going to look. I mean, I guess as I went through everything, I thought, okay, I understand it. It's not like I don't know that you should have to have giant posts on Instagram to tell people. You should just be you did stuff, and you didn't have to wait 2 hours for your graphics department to get back with something
right. That
had the right prayer hands, the prayer hands graphic. But he said, I can't have conversations unless I'm in the portal, which I guess made sense. But then he also didn't rule out coming back to Oklahoma.
Well, now Dylan Gabriel, who was going to go to UCLA, has flipped and he's going to Oklahoma. The quarterback from UCF.
Oh, yeah. He's all right.
Lefty. Yeah.
He's not better than Caleb Williams.
No.
Dylan Gabriel's just kind of a guy to me.
Yeah.
But in that offense, I mean, you know, maybe it could have worked out.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what Brett Venables does. I mean, hey, Cale Gundy called the plays in the bowl game. He did a hell of a job. They looked good. They looked really good in that
bowl.
Man,
that little running back Warren, he's just such a freight train.
Yeah. Yep. All right, 943 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird is coming your way next right here. What would you do if you found a bag of crystal meth in your cereal? We'll talk about that easy. On the other side.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by GovCos Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 948 ESPN 97.5. We got new, how about that? New imaging for News of the Weird. Okay, so I teased this one, so we got to get to it. Oh, a woman in England. She's in shock. She found a huge bag of crystal meth in her children's breakfast cereal. Here is the kid. Look at this. This is a giant bag of crystal meth. Do you think
that's in England?
That's in England. Do you think now that you want to move to England so that you can get, you know, buy some breakfast cereal and get a bag of meth?
It's not enough to move to England. It's expensive.
A bag of crystal meth, you're going to get some cash.
It's like a, you know what? I chased the dragon as a kid getting cereal, trying to get the prize in the cereal
right?
for years. Or
the back
when
Jack.
The McDonald's. Boardwalk was first out, and I was like, McDonald's Monopoly. I'm going to win the million. And then I watched that documentary where I found out it was all rigged up anyway.
Oh, damn it.
I'm not moving for crack cereal. No. Or meth cereal.
Same thing.
Not going to do it.
Sweden, they've got a Göteborg festival coming up, and what they're going to experiment with is mass hypnosis. Which is worse, robots or mass hypnosis?
Robots. Mass hypnosis isn't going to kill me.
Oh, now really?
You could hypnotize people and do things to them.
To do things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could. But that's like something I'd want to see on a, you know, a documentary. Robots are
You're from Germany. You people were hypnotized by that guy.
Robots? You people? I grew up here.
Okay.
Robots are just, they're already just teasing us by like, hey, look at this robot with a gun, just to let you know. So, no. The robots, I love that AI experts say, it's actually too late. AI is going to overtake us at some point. But we can actually live with AI, you know, and like, wait, go back to that part about it saying it's too late? Oh, yeah. No, it's, their intelligence level is beyond stopping now. It's too integrated into So, yeah, no, it's going to overtake our society. It doesn't mean there has to be a violent end, though.
So what is that Massachusetts or Boston company that's
Boston Dynamics should immediately...
Yeah.
I'm not going to say
Are they going to just... Is that the beginning of the end of the world, Boston Dynamics?
Oh, 100%. Oh, back-flipping robot dogs with guns. Yeah. Things that can climb up buildings with a gun.
You were in Ann Arbor recently.
Uh-huh.
Residents there are urging Ann Arbor officials to decriminalize glue sniffing. Do you think...
Yeah, we talked about that when I was there.
You did?
Yeah, I sniffed glue when I was there, but that was... And I knew I could get in trouble.
Why? Oh, yeah, because it's not...
Yeah, me and my Uber driver are talking about it.
Would you vote for decriminalizing right now?
If I were in Ann Arbor, yes. I know there's a big movement afoot there.
Yeah. Was it really?
Yeah, we've talked about that. Me and the Uber driver were like, we talked about... Big Grizz or whatever, the rapper, somebody T Grizz, and then also glue sniffing were the two comments.
People are really
two biggest
into,
comments.
Glue sniffing in Ann Arbor.
Well,
I didn't know it was that big.
What are you going to do?
I didn't know it was that popular.
What are you going to do?
No. A Metairie man, Metairie, Louisiana.
I lived there.
Maybe you know him.
Metairie. Is it Buffalo Jimmy?
It's not Buffalo
Is
Jimmy.
Is it Black Bear?
Well,
is it White Bear?
I don't know his name.
Is it Spider?
Is it
Mike Cummings?
Rutledge Diaz, the fourth.
Probably played poker.
Arrested
probably
Thursday at his Metairie home after he solicited someone for alternative therapy. He likes for babysitters. He talks babysitters into changing his diapers.
Nope, don't know him.
He is 31 years old, and he likes babysitters to come over and change his diapers.
You know where you can get that kind of thing done? DMs on Instagram.
Apparently, he poses as
lots of things you can do on DMs.
Needs.
Oh no, that's like David Cross. Did you ever see the show where he was pretending to be special needs David Cross, the comedian? And he's like, he would sing chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot pie.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's little Benny. Or go look that up. David Cross, chicken pot pie. And they would, and then whenever people would leave the room and he was with the girl by himself, he goes, okay, look, here's the deal. Why don't you and I get out of here? We go get something to eat, have some wine. Just shoot me. Do you have the audio where he sings chicken pot pie?
Chicken
and he
pop.
Acts like he's special needs and he gets all these favors. And then when he's with a girl, he's just like, okay, here's the deal. I want to see you with just your prom panty. He's like, little Donnie, yeah. Donnie? And she's like, Donnie?
Apparently, cats are a problem in South Korea.
Cats are a problem everywhere.
They've caused more than 100 house fires in the last 3 years.
Wait, how are they doing this?
I don't know. Knocking over candles or whatever they're
Stop
doing.
Stop having candles around. You know what a cat will do?
107 house fires.
This is what a cat will do.
I know.
Knows exactly what it's doing. A cat is intentionally setting a house on fire. Because that's how they roll. Dog would never. Dog would save you from that. Yeah.
Good news.
Cat would try to burn you alive.
The good news for women executed 300 years ago as witches in Scotland, they're set to receive pardons. Do you think we should pardon the witches of Scotland 300 years later?
I would.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, did we have proof that they're... Do you know any witches, current day witches, that could be...
Not there.
No. Not no, there. I mean anywhere.
Did you say witches?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Never
mind. You don't know any witches?
No, I thought you said something. Yeah. You said witches.
Witches.
With a W.
With a W.
My bad.
Yeah, I don't know it. I don't know any witches either. Here's good news. A plant that sterilizes medical equipment. Well, it's not great news. It spews cancer-causing pollution on tens of thousands of school children.
That did the opposite of what it was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Wow. That is a dangerous plant.
And what is it again? It was a
cancer-causing pollution on tens of thousands of school children.
Oh, that's like getting a closer who gives up a bunch of home runs.
Well,
it's doing
a little
the opposite.
Different.
It's different, but it's doing the opposite of what you wanted it to do.
Apparently, it does. That's a terrible thing.
How is that a thing?
Mm. Apparently, Tesla is having a little bit of a problem. Tesla's emissions bug causes Model 3 to fart aggressively when doors are opened. Apparently, their car is farting aggressively.
What?
When you open the doors.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yes. It's shared earlier as per the Tesla owner, finally known as the fart mode emissions testing feature. It's finally known as the fart mode. Do you want a farting Tesla?
Yeah, I'll still take
you
it.
You take it?
Yeah.
You don't mind.
You give me a Tesla?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the Tesla? Every time I see it, it's like they have a movie theater in the car. The screen is so enormous, I just think, this can't be
there's
good.
Another story about that. Apparently, Tesla is bowing to pressure because drivers are playing video games on that big screen.
Shocker.
While they're driving.
Can't you keep it from playing video
games?
It's
farting, and it's a video game.
So it's a teenager.
Basically, it is. Your Tesla is basically Mason.
Is
in high school.
Tesla is Mason Zerline. Costing me money, farts, and plays games all the time.
That's it.
And potentially could crash at any time.
Hey, Tesla.
Yeah. Hey, Tesla. Wow, that all sounded so familiar.
We're done. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Charlie Polillo up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
New answer to the same question. How many times will you learn the same lesson? I think they got it all wrong. We just got to hold on. And on and on and on. Cause we're going to be legends.
Chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot pie.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports.